So how does time affect, say, the dham in the material world? Will Krishna manifest in any way in the material world? Those manifestations have a particular purpose. The manifestation's purpose is to give an opportunity for us to remember, to serve, to practice bhakti and to develop bhakti. The purpose of those manifestations is not to prove their transcendence to the faithless. The purpose of those manifestations is not to prove their divinity or their supremacy. It's like when we consider the deities. Is Krishna himself manifesting as the deity? And Prabhupada would say that those who see this as Krishna with our very eyes, this will be revealed that this is Krishna. But then we see also in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and in much of the history of India, there are many invaders who came and desecrated the deities. So, if Krishna is God, how could the deities be desecrated? The deity is Krishna, but the deity is not manifested to demonstrate his omnipotence. So we see that when there's any threat to the deities, often the devotees don't ask the deities, "You protect us." Rather, the devotees say, "We will protect the deities." And from Vrindavan, many of the devotees in very adventurous ways took the deities to Jaipur, which was a Rajput king, which was a more devoted king, dharmic king. So the point is, the manifestations of the Lord in this world are not meant to demonstrate their transcendence to material laws. They are meant to elevate our consciousness by giving us an opportunity for remembrance and service. So if somebody tries to test those manifestations for their transcendence of material laws, then they are misunderstanding them. So the same what applies to the deities. So yes, if the deities are made of marble and then we expose them to water, then the marble may get eroded. Krishna is not going to get eroded. But Krishna as deity is not manifested to demonstrate the transcendence. Krishna is manifested to give us the opportunity for service. So if you keep that purpose clear, so when Krishna, the dham manifests in the material world, at the material level, if there is mismanagement, if there is adharma, if there is uncleanliness, you know, at the material level, these things may happen. The transcendence of the dham is unaffected. But the transcendence can be accessed only by transcendental vision. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya says that the dhams like Navadvip or Vrindavan, they are covered by an avaran of maya. They are covered by an avaran, by a covering of yoga maya, by which ordinary people cannot perceive these dhams. And it's only those who become purified, or at least those who have the desire for service, they have service attitude, they will be able to perceive. So yes, now specifically for Govardhan Singh decreasing in size, there are particular pastimes which are there, stories which explain that. But I will not get into the specifics of the pastime. The principle is that the dham manifests in this world, and in its spiritual potency, the dham is unaffected by any changes that may happen at the material level. But in its material appearance, then whatever is the way people are acting over there, that will have its effect. But that is only for the material appearance, that is not for the transcendental substance. So we may, if we just look only at the material appearance, then we will not appreciate the dham at all, if the appearance doesn't seem attractive. But that's why we need to go to the dham in the association of devotees, who reveal to us the spiritual essence, the spiritual substance of the dham. And generally, when there is hearing, there is intellectual comprehension, then there is prayerful contemplation. First we philosophically understand, and then there is prayerful contemplation. Then there is devotional revelation. And when the devotional revelation happens, then what the dham specially is, that is revealed. So when we hear, that is intellectually we comprehend. And then there is intellectual comprehension plus devotional plus prayerful contemplation will lead to the divine revelation. And then we will understand how even amidst whatever materially problematic things are there, the dham still remains pure and potent. Thank you very much.
चैतन्य चरितामृत की श्री प्रभुपाद की गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे।